right, folks, get ready for a real nice treat. Gonna have some hot fiddling going on up here. Gonna have Daryl Anger, Vanessa Clements, Tanya Elizabeth, Wayne Jakes from Waybacks, Carol Clements will be playing guitar. Just two fiddles, because we're both scared, you know. We don't want to go by ourselves or anything.
We're nervous, and on top of that, this is not just a playing workshop. It's, I think I've run into two fiddle players I know, kids, and ask any questions you want to, and hopefully at the end of this, we'll get anybody that wants to play, no matter what. We might not know it, but we'll try to play it. Get all the kids up here that wants to play and let you hear what you have close to you around here. Well, hopefully they're from Florida. They might be from Montana. You never know. But
so parents, get your film. Get your film out and the camera's across. I'm hooked up.
But
just for this one, I my regular one.
Well, I don't know if I'll put it there.
No, that's okay. I'll play real quiet.
Thank you.
Okay, little blues, boogie blues. Well, that's always fun, just to show what fiddles are capable of. You know, you don't need a big band, but it's nice to have one. And we're going to ask our band to come up now with all the other fiddle players. Everybody, please mount the stage. So we're going to have we've got Tanya and Wayne, other fiddle players, Carol, Clements, Bassler's amazing brother on guitar. Way back, we got Tony.
The Philippines coming up now. No, not really. But
we got Matt Flinner on mandolin. We're gonna put him to work here on overtime, double overtime. I want a little bit more of this microphone in all the monitors everywhere, all over the world. Thank you. Okay. All right. So. We've heard two fiddles, where just, you know, it wasn't too many years ago that just one fiddle would make a band, and then there were two fiddles, and then there was fiddle and banjo. In fact, let's start with a little bit of fiddle. How about that? We'll start with some fiddle and banjo. Tony, you want to play some banjo for that?
No.
Tell you what.
Okay.
How about this? I'll play a couple of things with Tony, and then you come in, and I'll go away, and then everybody just come in.
After a while, and all come in together late.
Everyone will come in late. Okay, so we'll start, and somehow it will end. This is professional music at its finest, folks. This is good. Show guitar's getting too slick. Just pass a note up here and we'll fix it for you. This one doesn't need to be quite as loud. Thank you. pictures. Any questions about that stuff? How do you do that? How do you know where to put your fingers? Okay, well, we're still trying to figure it out. No speed bumps on these things. It's kind of tricky, you know. But, yeah, lots more potential for subtle expressionistic devices like playing out of tune and stuff like that.
Let me say this, as far as my part goes. If you have to learn by yourself and nobody to teach you, get something in your head that you can remember, a melody or anything. And no matter where it's at, if it's in your head, you can find it on the string. It might take a long time doing it. I shouldn't go into this because everybody nowadays has somebody to show them how, but if they don't have, if you've got it in your head, you can find it on one of these strings and just keep going with a melody like Heartache Over My, anything that you can think of, Twinkle Little Star, and just find it where your voice is at on the string. So that's the way I did. But a lot of people don't.
Pastor, you were down here in Florida, right? Yeah.
Look, considering they didn't have, they had a harmonica player and I think a halfway guitar player. That's all they had.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. So who's the first fiddle player that you heard, like on a record or something?
The one that I paid attention to, and maybe one of the first ones, was two. There was two. There was Chevy Wise and Benny Martin. And I could, you know, WSM is a clear channel, and so in Florida I could pick that up every once in a while real good. So that's where I learned by remembering kind of what they did. And go out the front porch with my dog, set in the swing, and try to figure it out.
That's an amazing thing. And because, I mean, yeah, you know, we're inundated by music and you know, methods and teachers and people wanting to sell us ways of learning how to play instruments now. And, you know, one of the reasons that Vassar sounds, nobody sounds like Vassar is because he really did make it up from scratch. He made it up. And not only did he make it up,
he made it up right. He needs to be good or bad.
Did you start, I mean, this is cool, because I did want to ask you about the stuff. Like, when you look at the way you hold the fiddle, especially like your left hand, it's like, it's right, you know?
You know,
it's
I didn't know what to do. I really didn't.
Did somebody ever, like, say, hey, no, you know, you need to do this or do
Clayton
that?
Clayton McMission. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Yeah.
A real old time.
Yeah, well, great.
When I started with Bill Monroe, I remember him telling me one time, I used to not have a shoulder rest, and I looked down like this when I was playing.
Oh, yeah.
And he called me after the show one time, and he said, let me tell you something. He said, I like the way you play, but he says, hold that fiddle up and look them straight in the eye. He said, if they could do what you're doing, they'd be up here doing it. I never forget that.
I have to remember that. Yeah. Yeah, I was lucky. You know, I started on guitar, but I couldn't press the strings down on the guitar yet.
So
we were in a restaurant with my folks, and some guy was strolling tables, you know, playing like Never on Sunday and stuff like that. And it looked like he was having really fun. He said, oh, that looks a lot easier than guitar. I'll play that. Yeah, okay. 35, 40 years later.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing, Vassar?
Well, I'm young. Let's see. Since I was 7, I believe, right?
7, and you're like 35 now, something
35.
Like that.
Something
like
that.
Pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, and I'm still learning, and I'll always learn. I had 3 lifetimes. We still learn.
Yeah.
You know, one little thing will lead you into something else, and that's what keeps you going.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll get so disgusted sometimes, you'll want to throw it down and cry and everything else, and then you'll come back 15 minutes later and pick it up. Something will come to you that keeps you going.
That is really the thing about the fiddle, too, is that it can really, I don't know if you guys have had this experience or not, but it can be a little discouraging. You know, one of the problems is it's right up next to your face, you know, and it's like, you just hear every little thing, you know, and it's just right there, like John Hartford, you know, said, all day long I hear you screaming at me. How about you, Wayne? How long have you been playing, and what did you do?
Well, about 30 years, and off and on with different instruments, but I kept coming back to the fiddle because it didn't have any frets.
I've been playing for 17 years.
Cool. Did you, hey, was there any weird story you can make up or anything that you think about it that like, you could be like standing in good stead in your professional life and people ask you about it?
No.
Don't want to put you on the spot.
My mom started me out when I was 3 years old and I didn't have a choice.
Wow. Thanks, 3 years old. Thanks, Mom. Yeah. Stuff that might seem like a real drag at first tends to, you know, stand you in good stead later. Did you have anything classical or anything like that? Did you have like an actual teacher or did you just come to it from like playing other instruments?
Just from playing other instruments and listening to a lot of different people.
Yeah. You're one of that. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. One of the reasons I wanted to play that tune that we just played called Leather Bridges was that was the first thing I heard on record that was like fiddle and banjo music that completely changed. It kind of, everything went nuclear after that, actually, for me. I heard Vassar and John playing on a record called Aerial Plane. They played that tune. That was when I personally realized that the fiddle was capable of something much deeper than anything I meant.
As Monroe said, I've ruined more fiddle players than anybody in the world.
Yeah,
no, he was kidding.
Ruining that, man.
Somebody asked me, said, what do you think about that Vassar Clemens play at Patty on the Turnpike? That ain't the way bluegrass goes. He's ruined more fiddle players than anybody in the world.
Yeah, you know, you have to go to the next level, the deeper level, the soul level. And, you know, that can ruin some of us. Let's play another tune. How about that? Anybody got any questions before we get to the next tune? Any big questions? Little questions? Oh, that's a very famous fiddle.
I don't know who it is. John Hartford gave me this fiddle.
He's looking more and more like you every day.
It's a beautiful fiddle. It looks like yours.
Yeah. A little sad around the eyes.
But,
he'd like one.
But you know, it's supposed to be a real old fiddle, and it's supposed to be made by a guy by the name of Doofenbrugger, which was one of the first guys, I believe he used to make lutes. And he decided to make a fiddle, and they were a little bit larger than a regular fiddle is today. And he wouldn't sell them, he would make them and give them to somebody that was like playing the Queen's Ball or something like that. And he would make one for this person. I don't know how many he made, I've seen a lot of fiddles with heads on it. He was a German who migrated to Italy, Cremonia, because that was a prestigious place, I think, to make fiddles or violins, whatever you want to call them. And supposedly he was one of the first guys that ever made one. And this is supposed to be over 400 years old. Whether it is or not, it doesn't matter to me. It could be a Sears and Roebuck, it wouldn't matter.
Let's do San Antonio Rose.
All right.
That'd be a nice one to do, for, you know, in honor of Florida.
Okay, do we have a favorite tune for that?
Could you just maybe recite, do like a dramatic recitativo or something like that? That's what they say in opera. I don't know exactly what that means. Does that mean they're talking? Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old sad tone,
where in dreams
I live
with a memory. Is that right? Or melody?
With a memory. Yeah, because melody was first.
Oh,
a memory.
Of what? Beneath the stars. You sang that.
Beneath the stars.
Beneath the stars. Oh, Lord.
I'm the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. Who starts it off? Me?
Yes.
And me. Okay.
Thank you.
Whatever it is, it's the right one. That's what's great. You know, you can count on, you know, at the end of the tune, for that last chord, you can count on Basser to play the notes that no one ever heard before. I'm not saying they're the wrong notes, I'm not saying they're the right notes, they're the notes that no one has ever heard. And that's saying something, I hope. That's what's beautiful about it. You know, when it sounds like there's 20 notes, you know, going on, but it's, yeah, and kids have their instruments? And are they ready to come up and play? Okay, all the kids that want to come up and play, stand up, okay? So I can see you. Where are you? Are they over there? Oh, good, okay. Come on up. Come on up. We're going to get the big crash jam, thunderation. And by invitation only, monstrous convention jam nation thing. Is that all of them?
Hi, my name is Paige Pierce.
any more questions about why or anything like that? Or that's a hard question. We have a question about double stops and slurs, and probably like when or how or what. How do you decide? Double stops are they're hard because you know you're thinking about two different things at once. I guess, Bastard, do you want to say something about that? Because you're the man.
Well, I tell you what. Like I said, I don't know a thing in this wide world about music. I could tell you one note from the other. I know where you start and why I detonated. But where you got one finger on a note, there's a harmony part right there close. You don't have to spread your fingers from one end of the fiddle to the other to find it. It's right there at the other one, if you just find it. And like three strings, one of them's going to sound off, unless you're playing with a band. Because I have been in the studio and played these three strings things, and Buddy Killen, who's real knowledgeable about music, I can say the word. But anyway, he said, Master, that don't sound right. I said, well, have you ever heard the Freshmen and people like that? He said, no, I hadn't paid attention to it. I said, well, they sing four-part harmony. And I said, that works, but I couldn't get through to him. Anyway, I went back to two strings. But three strings sounds kind of odd by itself. But two strings, is right, one is right there to the other. You can invert them. You can catch G and then turn it around and you know, like. They're all right there together.
So that, you didn't like, just kind of like, that didn't just kind of happen.
No, it came from big bands.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with big bands. And you think that you can hit all the notes they hit, but you can't do it. But I didn't know that, and I was trying to. I was trying to hit as many as I could, because they got, you know, horn sections and all like that, so they don't have to work all that hard.
That's what I got a request. Could you play Florida Blues with these fellas, with Carol and Matt and Tony?
Well, he knows that.
Well, I might come in if I get kind of overly excited or something. But I just like to hear the Florida Blues.
Because I want you to play it with me.
Okay.
You know it.
But Florida Blues has a few little things. We've got to play the Florida Blues for Florida, right? finish up with a little Sweet Georgia Brown here, and then we're on to the banjos, right? Tony, are you leading that? You're in charge on the banjos, which are coming up in the future, in the near future? Errol Scott and Dan is leading the charge on the banjos? Okay, so we'll finish up. Any last questions or comments?
What do you look for in a good bow?
The hair must go all the way from the tip to the frog. You know, bunch of money, Bastard says. You want something that is not going to be too weak, you know? You want to be able to drop it on the floor. Actually, you want something that... A good... There's a thing that happens if you just take the bow and you tighten it up to where you want. You don't want to have it too tight either. And it's funny, you know, because like a lot of fiddle players like a good tight bow. Like you'll see, you know, Scottish fiddle players, they'll tighten it way up, but Texas fiddle players, they'll have it where the hair just stays right on the stick, you know, because they want to have that really loose thing. So everybody's got a different thing. Just don't tighten it up too much because then it'll just start bouncing. But what you want, one little thing you can do to test the bow is to just get it to where the hair is kind of tight and then kind of just bounce it off your finger like that. And if the bow keeps vibrating, the longer the bow vibrates, like maybe, you know, between bounces, if it vibrates for maybe half a second, you'll know it's getting to be a good bow. And if it just lays there and doesn't do anything, then you'll know that you can, you know, offer them a much lower price. So, hope that helps. All right. So, Sweet Georgia Brown. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. First chord's D, but it winds up in F. That's funny. That way it's kind of a mystery. Thank you. Nebraska Clements. Okay, thanks very much, and we're going to make way for the banjos, and thank you.
Let's hear it for everybody who participated in the film workshop, especially the little one, man. She had a lot of nerve getting up there. The only kid who got up there. Well, Mr. Darryl Scott has got a band, and they're coming up here next, so don't go away. If you got to leave, there's something else good going on, I'm sure, but hang around here for some Darryl Scott band.